Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. To your listeners, in today's episode of The Teacher, we're going to be talking about imamah and the special qualities and conditions related to the imams. Today, more specifically, we're going to be diving into the ethical or moral attractions that imams possess. In general, for the purpose of this series of discussion or lessons on this topic, we have selected five attributes or five qualities or five conditions that an imam must possess. And that too, not just possess, it has to be at its extreme, which means he should possess it more than anyone else who exists in that time. In general, the following conditions are vital for an imam. 1. Infallibility, or being free from sin and error. 2. Overflowing with knowledge. 3. Courage. 4. Austerity. 5th, last one but not the least, is the ethical or moral attractions. The Holy Quran says about the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in chapter 3, verse 159. It is part of the mercy of God that you deal gently with them. Were you to be severe or harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about thee. Brothers and sisters, not only the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the imam and any leader of the society is in need of goodness, so that the people are magnetized towards him, that the people are attracted towards him, because this attraction of people is important for that leadership role. If people are not attracted towards the leader, then he cannot stay as a leader. In Islam, the attraction of people, the love of people towards the leader, the passion to sacrifice everything that they have for the leader is an important quality for a leader to create. Now, without doubt, any kind of harshness and evil intentions towards the people, for the Prophet and the Imams, is a great defect that they are free from any such defect. Otherwise, many of the philosophies of existence would not be fulfilled. See, if people are not attracted towards the Imam or the Prophet, what would be the result? The result would be that there will be this force of repulsion, this separation, this distance between the Imam and the people, which is actually counterproductive. If you want to lead an ummah, if you want to lead a group of people, those people must be attracted towards you because of your akhlaq, because of your morals, because of your ethics, because of your personal life. All of those qualities have to be there in an imam. Of course, in addition to these five qualities that we have mentioned above, there are other qualities in the imam as well. But we have just mentioned the most basic ones. We're going to take a break, and once we return from the break, we're going to continue talking about the ethical or moral attractions of an imam. Stay with us.
Shiite views of the infallible imams, in the words of Dr. Chris Hewer.
We can say then that prophets receive exoteric guidance, that is, the outer guidance, the coming of a Sharia, of a law, of a set of code of living that can be passed on to people. But the Imams have the gift of an esoteric guidance, that is, a hidden guidance, the inner dimensions, how to interpret the external guidance of the Quran. This is particularly important because the Quran says of itself that some verses are easy and obvious to explain and to understand, but other verses are more metaphorical or more ambiguous. Now, if people who don't have this inner light of guidance from God try to interpret these verses, they are likely to go astray and to go into confusion and error. And so only those who have this inner gift of ilham, this gift of divine inspiration, can correctly interpret those ambiguous verses and thus guide humankind aright. Therefore, we can see that the Imams are an essential requirement for humankind. We're also told that there were other earlier writings, that Prophet Muhammad himself left a book of his own guidance for his family. We're told also that after his death, Gabriel, Jibril, came to his daughter Fatima and gave her wisdom and knowledge. And so these two books were also there within the family to give additional knowledge about the way of Islam, the interpretation of the Quran. We're told, for example, that the Imams know the greatest name of God, which has not yet been revealed to the rest of us.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض
Welcome back to your listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about the conditions and special qualities of the Imams. And today, the condition we are discussing is the ethical or moral attraction in the personality of the Imam or the leader. And before the break, we talked about the necessity of this condition. Why is it so important to be present in an Imam? And what if this condition does not exist and it does not prevail in the hearts of the people that they love the Imam or the leader or the Prophet? Now, let me quote a few traditions from the Ahlul Bayt that actually inform us of the importance of this particular quality. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, who is the fifth divinely appointed holy Imam, he says, "One who does not discredit people's honor, Allah saves him or her from resurrection's chastisement. And one who prevents his or her wrath from people, Allah ignores his or her sins in the judgment day." Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who is the sixth holy Imam, he is found to have said, "Surely Allah likes moderation and dislikes extremism, even discarding the seed of a date if useful, or the remaining of drinking water is qualified to be extremism." Imam Ali alayhi salam regularly inquired about the well-being of all his relatives, because one of the things that we want to inspect in the lives of the Imam and take lesson from it is how they acted towards their relatives? How kind were they towards their relatives? How ethical and moral they were when it came to their own relatives? Because that's where it starts, isn't that right? If somebody claims or is striving to be good in his akhlaq and his morals and his values, then you can see easily how he acts towards his or her relatives, the immediate relatives. If he passes that test, then comes the next test, which is those who are not related to him. How is he or she towards them? So Imam Ali alayhi salam regularly inquired about the well-being of all of his relatives and kinsmen, and used to try his utmost in fulfilling all their needs. Ibn Abbas says that he has not seen anyone more excellent than Ali alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in kindness to relatives. He says, "One day I fell sick and my illness became prolonged. Every morning and evening, Imam Ali alayhi salam visited me. Sitting near my head, used to recite supplications and blow them on me. He brought to me whatever I desired. Most of the time, he distributed to others whatever he received as his share of war booty. So much so that sometimes Ali alayhi salam also spent his bare sustenance on his relatives. Aqil, Imam's brother, had many children. One day he complained to Imam that the stipend he received from the public treasury was insufficient for his family, and that Imam give him some more from it. The Imam said, "O Aqil, the public treasury is the share of the Muslims and I have no right to spend anything from it. It is, however, possible that I give you something for your children from my share." From that day, it was his practice to first dispatch food to Aqil's house. If something remained, he ate just enough to survive, or he remained hungry. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and pray to Allah for allowing us to have the similar, if not the same, akhlaq and the morals and the values and the ethical attractions that the Imams possessed. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.